Welcome everyone to another issue of the Fan Corp podcast, Comic Chronicle. I'm your host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, and I have with me today a guy who's done a lot of stuff if you check out his IMDb page, and he's recently starred in a very hit video game, Spider-Man. And that is... Go ahead and introduce yourself, good man.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I am Steven. Oh, yeah. Steven with a PH. Check me out. IMDb me.
I gotta say, though, first, when I did kind of look at your resume, though, Steven, was... Like, you're a stunt artist? Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
In the business, obviously, I always wanted to be... I wanted to be an actor. Mm-hmm. I actually wanted to be the next Bruce Lee. I think every Asian American guy who does martial arts always says the same thing. Oh, I want to be the next Bruce Lee. It's like, you know what? You're not as good as Bruce Lee, so stop.
Yes.
But, you know, when I first started, I got into the stunt business because that was the one way that I could work and work regularly. So I was very fortunate to be able to just kind of pursue that as a career while I was trying to do the acting. And, you know, in the past, like, 5 years, the acting has finally started to hit. So, I'm doing a lot less. I don't do stunts anymore. I just kind of do fight choreography and stuff. I call it my day job. I'm, like, the worst guy to be on set because I get on set doing fight choreo and I complain all the time. I'm like, I don't want to be here. They're like, dude, people are killed to be on this job. I'm like, I just want to be an actor.
Yeah, you're just like, so, oh, come on. Where's the acting part? Like, what the hell? Like,
exactly. But but it's all been good. I've been very, very lucky in this business for sure. And met a ton of great people. Oh, yeah. So all good,
As a fellow worker in the business myself, whether acting, doing crew jobs or anything like that, yeah, you do meet some very fantastic people. I mean, that's one of the benefits is that you do meet a hell of a lot of good people.
Right.
And, I mean, eventually bad, but I kind of am curious. I like to ask this of people who come on the show. Go back years beforehand. What was that one thing that told you, I want to do film for the rest of my life? Like, I want to be able to be an actor as you want to be an actor, but then do what you need to do. But what was that moment where that realization, you're like, oh, I want to do this?
You know... That is a good question. I think I was, I have sort of a negative story. So like, ironically. So, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I always loved doing martial arts. My dad was the one who started teaching me. He taught me like judo, first like wrestling, and did a little kung fu. And then when I got into college, I started to get into heavy. That was right when The Matrix came out. It was like 99, my senior year of high school. So going into college, I was on my own, and I was like, you know, growing up, my parents were very much telling me, like, don't do martial arts hard. As a kid, do it like when you're like grown up, you know, your bones are all set, whatever that way. Anyway, so long story short, I'm on my own in college in San Diego, and I'm watching all these kung fu movies because I got nothing but time. Right. I had no friends in college, so I got obsessed with wushu, with kung fu, and obviously The Matrix came out, and Jet Li had come out with Lethal Weapon 4.
Ooh.
I think so. Lethal Weapon 4 and The Matrix honestly were the two movies where I was just like, dude, if I could do that for the rest of my life, I would. But I was in college and I was training martial arts heavily, at the same time, I was learning, you know, computer graphics because I was like, okay, maybe I'll be a web designer. And I got a job my last year of college being like this web design guy for this very small company that was selling Razor scooters. And every day, their whole business plan was to make like 5,000 websites of the same kind. Like, if you needed to buy a Razor scooter, we're going to be the ones that sell it to you because we're the ones that have all the websites. So I had to literally make all these websites every day, and I wanted to die. And I thought to myself, you know what? It's kind of like what Jim Carrey said that his father told him. It's like, you can fail in life doing something you don't like. You might as well fail in life doing something you do. So So I actually talked about this with my father and mother, and they were very, very cool. They said, you know what? If you really want to do acting, we'll give you until you're age 30.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, they're like, if you can't get an acting job by age 30, then you'll know that it's time to do, you know, web design or whatever else, that you can't be an accountant. Yeah. Go try to be a lawyer. Oh. So once I had their blessing, I was like, okay, I'm all for it. Mm. So that's what happened. But yes, long story short, Matrix, a Lethal Weapon 4, and a terrible job that I hated were the things that made me want to do what I was gonna do.
That's not a bad combo. I mean, believe it or not, I hear a lot of stuff from people of like, that's like you had that job and then you see the movies and you're like, listen, let's go try for that. I mean, it's what happened to me. And it's one of the things, like, you see a movie and you're like, all right, that's amazing. And you go back to the 9-to-5 job, you're like, okay, this sucks. Let's go to the amazing.
Same thing for you? Is that what happened?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, for sure. I was watching movies growing up, and I always loved the behind-the-scenes work and everything like that. And then this year, I've just been doing acting, been doing crew, camera, everything like that, been running around stuff. And it's one of those I decided, listen, I work at a zoo. Security and janitorial. And so I'm like, I can either do this or I can do what I love and what I'm good at. It's like, let's go do that.
I totally agree. And you know, you bring up a good point, which is like, in this business especially, unless you're blessed to either have a connection or your parents are famous or whatever, like generally if you start from the bottom, like guys like you and me, we gotta wear many hats.
For sure.
So, you know, you just said it yourself, like you do crew at the same time you do acting, at the same time you do behind the scenes. Same thing here, you know, same thing here.
That's amazing.
Same story. Yeah.
Someone I talked to, one of my buddies out in LA, he called me up and he's like, yeah, you know, the best thing, I've taken his advice to heart, especially getting into the business, is always be prepared to learn. Like, don't ever think you know everything, because, like, at least there's a couple things you can learn. Like, I'm sure it goes the same with you of different things, because of do new roles and stuff like that, and maybe new movies or something like that. Like, you always are learning, so always be acceptant of that.
Totally, absolutely. Yeah. And kind of like, it's like high school, man.
Yeah.
You come, or it's like prison. There's two ways, right? You can either be the one that comes in and beats up the toughest guy on the block, or you can come and be the quiet one and observe.
And you're dead.
I think both
if it's
work
prison.
Pretty well. I mean, you gotta be really tough to beat up the tough guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Always learn, and just be cool, man. People just want to work with cool people.
Yeah, nobody wants an asshole on set. That's what I learned. And I've met a few of those, and I'm like, good luck, buddy. Good
luck. Yes, exactly.
Oh, have fun. Exactly. Oh, man. I want to touch on, like, your big, big role that just came in here, man.
Yeah, I want to touch on it, too. That's all. I could talk about this all year, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You played Mr. Negative in the recent Spider-Man game. How did you land that gig? Was it just a phone call, or did you have a connection?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I had, crazy enough, I had signed with my manager, like, maybe a year before. Mm. And so, you know, she was obviously sending me out stuff. And then this game popped up, what, 3-4 years ago when they did the audition. And like every Asian guy went out for it, man, in town. And what they wanted was, they didn't even tell us what it was for. They were just like, oh, it's a video game. It's Sony. And we need an Asian bad guy, you know, and they were like, you know, he's gotta be charming. He's gotta be cool. He's gotta be scary. He's gotta be able to speak Chinese. He's gotta be able to do martial arts. I was like, well, good thing I'm all of those things.
Yeah, you're like, check.
Well, but I really wanted this because at the time I had left my day job as well at like, you know, Disneyland, theme park, whatever. So I was like, I want this. I need this. I've got to have this. Well, and especially when they say all those things, like you got to be Asian and you got to do martial arts. Like, I'm very competitive. So I beef with all the Asian male actors in this town because I'm like, y'all are liars. Y'all say you do martial arts. You don't. You know what I mean?
Call
like,
them out, man.
So I was like, I went in there with like an Eminem, Tupac mentality where I was just like, I'm going to murder everybody. I'm going to murder you. And I was the first to go in. Well, thankfully, they even let me come in. I was just, like, so happy to even get an audition. Mm. And then I was the first to go in. So I was super nervous. I was like, oh, it was early in the morning. And we were on a mocap stage, and I saw the list of the guys that they were going to bring in as I signed in. And I was like, I know this guy. Oh, screw this guy. Oh, screw that guy. Oh, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, and so, yeah, I was super pumped. So when I went in, it was just a mixture of all of those feelings. Hmm. And, you know, we did the scene, and it was a very intense scene where basically, you know, I have to threaten somebody with a knife, whatever. They just wanted to see, like, your range. Hmm. And, you know, it went well. And I was so excited that I didn't forget a line. In my head that the audition went well. And Brian Intihar tells a story that at the end of the audition, you know, I had a rubber prop knife. Mm. You know, they say cut, and I go, and I literally throw my knife on the floor. It goes bouncing off. I point at them, and I yell at them, and Bobby and Brian and Jacinda and John McKenna are all there, and I say, I defy you to find somebody better than me. And then I said, I'm so sorry, right after that. I'm so sorry. I just got a little excited.
Excited.
And so right then and there, I think, and Brian tells it, like, they thought, like, okay, this is the guy, because little did I realize I was auditioning for Mr. Negative, Martin Lee. He obviously has those two personalities, or rather those two extremes in his personality. And so they were like, oh, we like this guy. And so they saw the rest of the guys, but as Robert Connington, the director's other director, said, he's like, you know, we saw a lot of guys, but after you, we just kept circling back to you. So I was very happy. Yeah.
Man, I've never heard of anything like that ever.
I don't recommend anybody actually do
it. No. Don't ever. I mean,
exactly, because that could be very dangerous. You know,
oh, yes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But, I mean, you could also say, like, you were sticking in the role when you were talking to them. That's how you can get away with it. It was just like, I couldn't get out of the role.
Exactly. That's an example of going to prison and beating up the biggest guy, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you make a gamble, but sometimes these gambles pay off, sometimes they don't. This time it definitely paid off. So.
True. Yeah. True, man. It can be a real big gamble. I remember they said that you have a slight chance. I did an audition for voiceover for the Navy, actually, for one of their commercials, and I was scared. I was like, they're like, you may or may not get it. We're looking for some older guys. I'm like, all right, well, I'll send it in anyway. They wanted me just to send it in just to look at it, and I didn't get it. So it's a gamble, so you never know what's going to happen. And I can still say I auditioned for the United States Navy.
Absolutely.
I mean, like,
you have a great voice. Come on.
Thank you, man.
I tell everybody it's 100 no's before you get your first yes.
Yes.
I mean, even for myself, after Mr. Negative, like, yes, more people are starting to know me, so that's great.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, God's honest truth, I've been to, like, 15 auditions since the game has come out.
Ooh, wow.
I've gone to, like, 9, 10 callbacks. I've had 3 times where people, they're like, we'll put a pin in you, or you're a veil, or we might have you in the top 3. And I've got 0 jobs.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's okay, though.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we're just going to keep grinding it out, man. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah. You're like, all right, it's a no, and you just keep going forward. You just you don't let it stop you. I've done voiceover, done acting, done the crew, and everything like that. So especially voiceover. Oh, my God.
Right.
There's a whole lot of no's in that one. I mean, the last one is crew, but holy shit, this voiceover has a lot of no's.
I agree. I totally agree. You know, and that doesn't mean you can't feel bad out there, right? You can totally feel bad. Everybody should be depressed, but you just gotta keep going. That's it. That's all there is to it.
Oh my God, for sure, man.
Yeah.
I'm quite curious though. Like, once you found out it was Mr. Negative, what was it like to bring this iconic as a comic book fan, obviously, with the show? What was it like to bring this guy literally to life?
I mean, I was so stoked when they finally told me, okay, it's Spider-Man, right? And I was like, oh my God, this is super cool. I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until E3. We started ramping up for E3. And, you know, they obviously dropped the first teaser trailer in, 2016? I want to say something like that, right?
Maybe.
And that was when it was like, oh, and people were like, oh my God, this is crazy. And I was like, whoa, this is... this is a huge franchise.
Yeah.
All right, I hope. And then that's when I started to be like, I hope people like it. And what happened was with Mr. Negative, I mean, you know, people ask me, what was it like doing it? It was just fun. Yeah. There was no bad day ever. In 3 years of working, I had no bad day working.
Wow.
It was the best. I mean, he's just a cool character, right? He can be super angry, he can be super nice, and he can be all the colors in between.
Yeah.
He's obviously super great at, you know, fighting. I mean, I get to fight Spider-Man, right?
That's
like,
true.
How many people can say that?
Oh, no.
I literally punched Spider-Man 2 times in the face. Like, come on. It's like, dude, that is the dream come true already.
Oh, God.
But what happened was, you know, once the E3 trailer came out, okay, we know it's a big franchise. And then the second E3 trailer comes out, and it was in 2017, maybe? You know, the one with the helicopter and all
And
where they finally introduce Mr. Negative. And that's when I started to be like, okay. And then the real Mr. Negative started to come out because, you know, for every – it was 50-50 down the line if people read all the comments on YouTube. And I do.
Like, no, oh, you
they,
poor soul.
Religiously. They were like, you know, the fans were excited.
Yeah.
The fans who read the comics were excited. And then the people that were casual were like, who is this Asian guy in a suit? And then the jokes start coming in. And then,
So
for 2 years, man, I was just like, okay, what is the, what is the reception going to be like? Is this going to haunt me? Am I just going to be the Asian guy in a suit?
Oh, God.
And then obviously the game came out, and I'm so happy and relieved and proud that people love not just Mr. Negative, but they love all the villains. They love the whole story. I'm just so thankful that it all came together. And again, that's credit to Brian and all, you know, Jacinda and the writers, John and Christos. Like, the fact that it is a critical success, I'm just like, okay. People, like, the fact that you're even asking me about Mr. Negative, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, as opposed to... You know, as opposed to, well, he's just the Asian guy in a suit. Like, no, he's so much more.
Oh,
so,
God, yes. And
that's how I'm...
Such a good story. I agree 100%, man. It's such a good story. You did such an amazing, epic job.
Thank you.
You really did. And I want to say, like, it must have been... Although, you are a stunt artist. So, I mean, it must have been very interesting. How was it in mocap with everything, man? Like, how real was it?
It was great, man. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing about Insomniac, which is so cool, is that it was just like a bunch of friends getting together every time. Friends who really love Spider-Man.
Really?
And trying to make the highest quality thing out there. And because, you know, every performer had such, I don't know, skill, I guess. I mean, there's so many skillful performers and friends that we all work together, right?
Of course.
We were all able to kind of do a lot of things. So for me personally, since this is my interview, not my friends, I'm just going to hype myself. because I'm able to do some of the things I'm able to do. Like, obviously I was able to play a lot of the thugs that you see, whether it's Fisk guards or obviously the inner demons, you know, the baton inner demon dude, that's me, you know? You know, and then I stunt doubled even for some of the main bad guys, like, okay, spoil alert, but like,
oh, you're good.
You know, there's like a part where I stunt double Doc Ock in the final battle.
There's a part
where I stunt double Norman Osborn in the final battle. You know, there's just little pieces where you know, it was very cool. So there's just so many people doing so many things in this game, like you, what are you? Taskmaster.
Yeah.
That literally was, you know, 5 stunt performers,
what?
2 actors, and then myself doing the sword stuff. So we're everywhere. There's little pieces of us everywhere, not just, you know, our character. So
I don't ever hear anything like that. Like, I've known people who've done a little bit of stuff like that, but to do all that work, no wonder you've been working for 3 years. He's just like, oh my God. I'm like, how did you do 3 years of this negative?
Yeah, yes, and I tell people at Insomniac, I tell Brian all the time, I'm like, hey, I will be, if you guys do a sequel, and I hope they do, I'm like, let me be like a chair. I'll play a table. I don't care.
I'll play the dead body in the morgue. Yeah, how about
I'll
that?
Play dead body number 5, exactly.
Yeah.
Totally cool with me. You know, just to have a chance to hang out and play again would be great.
Oh, that is brilliant. That is utterly brilliant. I mean, it's... I just power to you. Like, you're a hard worker, and hopefully people listen to this and are like, he's a hard worker. Let's hire this man, sort of thing. I really hope.
Dude, that's all I hope for, man. I'm just like, it's all about the next thing, right? I'm just trying to get food in my mouth, man.
That's
so.
It, yeah. Do what you love and also be able to eat. It's a nice thing, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. And I saw the other day, man, like, how does this feel about, you now have an action figure based on you. Actually, more than one, like a few different things. How is that?
I actually bought like 50 Mr. Negative toys. The Funko Pop dolls.
Yeah.
I'm gonna like, hopefully I'll do like a signing or something. But yes, like it is surreal, man. It is surreal. Have you seen the Hasbro one? It's like a double. It's like two figures. It's Mr. Negative, and then there's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's one meme where somebody was like, does Mr. Negative look like Don Cheadle? And I'm like, look, guys, come on now. Don Cheadle from Captain Planet. I'm like, look, guys, I'll take Don Cheadle. He's a handsome dude.
It's like, do you take it as an insult or you take it as a positive thing?
You know what? I'll take it as a compliment. That's fine.
Yeah,
Cheadle. He's a great actor. I'll take that.
Looking at it sitting on a shelf. Oh, it does.
Absolutely. No, it's surreal, man. I'll tell you another surreal thing. Mm-hmm. You know, more than even the toys. It's just, I was working the other day doing fight choreo on a show. And, you know, one of the ADs, one of the assistants comes up to me out of nowhere. I got like three plates of food because when I'm between sets, I just like to eat like there's no tomorrow because it's free.
Yeah.
And this guy says, Steven. And I turn and I'm like, do I know you? And he's like, hey, man, great job on Spider-Man. And I was like, oh, my God. That's never happened to me in my life where people like know your name, know your character, know the thing you're doing. I've been doing this a long time, so I call this my peak. I think it's all downhill from here.
No. Don't jinx it. Like, you're young. That's the problem. If you're older, it's fine. But you're young. You can't say it because you still got so much more.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my
God. It's all been great, man. It's all been great.
What if it's in the middle of the peak? So you're like, you're on your way up. I'll take it as that one.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that, too.
See?
You know?
See?
Yeah.
You hit your peak, and then next thing you know, you're in Vegas, and there's paparazzi everywhere, and it's just a terrible day. But
exactly. Oh, man, speaking of that, did you see the UFC fight? Woo!
Oh.
Crazy. Khabib going nuts.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know Conor went nuts, too, but but it's when you're a champion, when you won in the fight, in the ring, I don't know, a little bit nuts, but yeah.
That is it. Oh, man, there's so many memes going on of it right now, too. If you ever look at the internet, man, it's the best. Like, it's a good show, and then the internet memes are icing on the cake anymore. They really are.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, they are. Well, man, I'm curious. I want to know, what would be – you've done a lot. You have done an absolute killer of a lot here. What would be that one thing, dude, that you want to, say, play in? Like, what's one thing you want to star in or play a character as? Or what would be that one thing?
Like, Crazy Rich Asians 2? I'm joking. I don't want to be in that.
No?
No. No, they're soft, man. There ain't no action in that. Come on. Soft. Anyways, dude, that is such a good question. You know, when I first, man, years ago, I was like, if I could be in a Star Wars movie in any capacity, I would retire. And then,
really,
luckily, I was able to, you know, be part of like Rogue One as stunts, and then help train Adam Driver for Force Awakens. Name dropping. So maybe I should be retired. No, but you know, I was thinking about this the other day. It's like, okay, it's going to be a little weird, a little nerdy, but I know they're making Dune, the series, the sci-fi series. I love Dune.
Really?
And I love that director, Denis Villeneuve. And I worked with him on Sicario.
Ooh.
And I think that guy is a genius. Mm. Yeah, check me out at Sicario. I'm like the Delta Force driver number two. When Josh Brolin comes out of his car, that's me. You'll see an Asian guy. But yeah, so that is like my dream project at this moment right now.
Really?
It's like, dude, if I could work with Denis Villeneuve on Dune in any capacity, a sand soldier, I don't care. I'll play a worm. I don't care. Like, that is something for me. Something that maybe more people would be familiar with is, I heard The Rock is going to make What is he going to make? He's going to make a remake of Big Trouble in Little China.
Wow.
And I'm like, bro, if I cannot be Thunder God or God of Wind or God of Lightning, one of those three.
Something.
Like, I'm going to burn this mother down. That's all I got to say about that.
Those
are on my radar for sure. Absolutely.
Wait, hold up.
What? And then there's Last Airbender that they're going to make on Netflix.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right.
So I'm like, and I get it. Everybody's going to be like, you're too old to play Zuko. Fine. Let me be the Fire Lord or something. Let me be one of these dudes, man.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. I didn't think about that. Yes.
So I know everybody's going to be going out for that. So I'm just going to be like, oh, God, who do I need to, like, kiss up to or murder to get this job? I'll do anything. Anything.
There's a long line of people right now that are in that same thing. We'll murder whoever.
I know.
Oh my God. Well, I mean,
so I'm actually super stoked for that. But
I saw that. The fun part was I was talking to a buddy of mine. We were talking about Avatar, and he's like, yeah, they're not going to do another live action thing. And then the next day they announced it, and I sent him a picture, and I'm like, say what?
Exactly. I am so, like, you have no idea how stoked I am for that, because, you know, everybody loves Avatar, Airbender, just the martial arts, everything, and, yeah, it would just be super, super duper cool to be a part of that when, like, I don't know if you saw that, I did double Dev Patel on the live action. That has been, like, dark secret, so to be able to be on the Airbender TV show, which would be, like, legit, like, come on, that would just be amazing.
Hey, you have amazing. A way in. You're like, listen, I was on the previous live-action incarnation, so you can bring me on this one.
I'm just saying, I'm Asian, I could do sword stuff, come on, you know? So,
I mean, that's all automatically. That's automatic.
Make something happen. Come here, Hollywood.
Matt, here's a fun one for you. I don't know if you've got it on your radar or not. They got that new Star Wars TV show coming out.
But that's so, like, such a fantasy, too.
Yeah.
That almost, I'm just like, I don't even know. The Mandalorian? Yes. I'll be anything in that, man.
Here's the thing. Yes. They have sword fighting. Like, a lot of them do. Some of them actually have swords, some of the Mandalorians. Yes. I'm thinking, like, that would really suit, you know?
I'm talking to my manager right now. I'm like, how do I get into any of these four projects?
Exactly.
Like, do you have a soul to sell? Because you're probably going to have to do that.
You want to go to Britain right now for Star Wars and everything?
Exactly. I would do that, man. I would totally do that.
Oh, yeah.
But no, you're right. They're probably casting out of Britain, aren't they? Dang it.
Yeah,
I gotta go move to Britain. That's it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Britain, Vancouver, who knows?
Right.
And I know they talk about it there, but... Man, I'm curious. Have you ever delved into comics before, or was this world all new to you?
Oh no, I mean, well, you know, the Dan Slott run on Spider-Man was new to me. I stopped reading comics when I was in maybe 10th grade. You know, that was like 97, right?
Okay.
97, I stopped ish. I might have gone to like 98, something like that. But basically. So I've been out of the game for like more than 10 years in comics. Mm. But of course, when I grew up, man, I was all about Image Comics. Jim Lee my hero. I say this on my Instagram, but it's true. Mm. And my Twitter, like, I wanted to be a comic book artist. Legit, I wanted to be a comic book artist when I was growing up. And then when I was 14, I went to San Diego Comic-Con for the first time. And I had my... portfolio, and I was so proud, and everybody in my school was like, Steven's gonna be a comic book artist, and that was what I was known for. Wow. Not acting, not martial arts. And I went, and I was so cocky, I was like, surely I'm gonna get signed by somebody at Image. Yeah. And I went to every table, and this was at a time when they didn't have movies, it was literally just comics, and every table, the people were like, you need work. They were very nice about it, but that was the first time I got rejected hard, and then I was like, super depressed, and I was like, screw it, no more drawing. I'm not gonna be a comic artist, I'm gonna be a doctor or a lawyer.
Oh, the classic ones, huh? The doctor, lawyer.
Exactly. My fallback was to be a doctor, exactly. Asian, guilty, but yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's good. I mean, you now have a way in, no? It's not like you're like, listen, I played Mr. Negative. Can I have Marvel? Can you take a look at it? You know, I'd read the shit out of a book you did art on, man. Not even going to lie. Like,
it would be so terrible. It would be awful.
You say that, but you got to think. They're going to see your name on the cover, and people are going to be like, listen, his work may be bad, but he's still got work. Let's support him. You're going to have it. Like,
you know, that's the beauty of Hollywood. It's all smoke and mirrors, right? You don't actually have to have that much talent. You could just be famous. But I think that was the thing about working on Insomniac, especially seeing Jacinda Chu's team and, like, all these artists that I follow on Instagram now who work for Insomniac. Like, they're incredible, and I got the art book. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, there is no way in hell I could have ever gotten to this level of art, of drawing. I just don't have the patience, and my hands are not steady like that, you know?
Both those are dead.
Exactly.
You can try. Yeah, I mean, you can make one of yourself and, like, sell it and be like, listen, I drew this, signed it a Mr. Negative.
Yes, okay, you can find me on the corner of Sunset and Vine every Sunday. I'm going to be selling hand-drawn pictures of myself. People are going to be like, Steven has lost his damn mind.
How low did he go? He really did hit his peak, and now exactly. He's on the downhill.
Exactly. He wasn't joking when he said downhill. But no, man, I was all about comics, man. I was obsessed with comics. I still have my comics. Like I said, Image was my jam. And, of course, for Marvel, I was all about X-Men. Everybody loves Spider-Man. So, yes, I love Spider-Man. But I was big because of Jim Lee. Whatever Jim Lee drew, that was what I followed.
Right? Like, I wish the Mina one day to say hello. He's just, it's so beautiful work. I've grown up with him so much, and it's just.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah. And now he's, like, head of DC Comics, which is crazy, because he used to be a Marvel guy. So
that means you're hosed on trying to meet him. He's going to be like, Marvel!
yeah, exactly. Old news.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Man, what would be, kind of using that other question, if you could play a comic book character, you've already played one, but, like, if any other character, what would be your dream character to play?
Man, does he have to be Asian, or could
it be anybody? No, it's 2018, man, you could be whatever at this point.
It's 2018, well, I will say this, right, okay, so if we're talking DC, then, you know, I already got it lined up, man. They got a Chinese Superman. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I could do that.
Oh, my God.
Let me be Chinese Superman. I'll do that. That's DC side.
Somebody listening, make this. Make this drawing, please.
Make it. Exactly. Make it. If I could do Marvel, you know, some people are like, oh, maybe it could be Amadeus Cho. I'm like, no, man.
No.
No, I don't want to be Amadeus. He just seems like too much of a – he's like one of those cool Asians. You know, hipster Asian. Like, no thanks. I don't think I'd be that. Marvel, that's a hard one, man. Dude, I have already said right now, like, I'll play the Mandarin, like the real Mandarin.
Oh,
give me the real Mandarin.
Shit.
And, of course, there's, you know, who's the dude who's Iron Fist's Chinese buddy? Shang Tsung or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Fist of Shang or something like that.
Oh, my God, they're going to kill us for this. They're like, you guys are fans, what the shit? Oh, God, I can't remember.
Yes. But, you know, one of those guys, I would do that. But really, the Mandarin, I'm like, huh. So people were already talking about, after this game came out, they're like, oh, what if they did an Iron Man video game? And I'm like, well, if they do, and Insomniac does it, I know it might be repetitive. But you gotta get me as the Mandarin. Like, I'm sorry, other Asian actor guys.
I'm very
competitive like that.
Yeah,
if I had my way, there'd be no other Asian American male actors out there.
Oh, my God.
There would just be one guy. We all look the same to everybody else anyways. Just let me be the guy then. Shoot. That's all I gotta say about that.
Oh, shit. I mean, you can be the American one. There's a guy, he's Asian, and he lives in Vancouver. Shout out to Lee Shorten. I don't know if you know him or not, but he's been taking a lot of work up there and a lot of shit. And he always says, he's like, I'm the Canadian Asian guy. And I'm like, all right,
I think you're talking about Byron Mann or whatever his name is. I'm not even going to put that guy's name on my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
I'm just trying to be out here. I'm trying to gank his work. I'm beefing, son. I'm beefing straight up.
You got to in this business. You do. Like, you can be nice, and it's fun to be nice, but then there's those moments where you got to be like, all right, here's my fist, here's your face.
Yeah.
I got to beat you down.
Exactly.
Oh, man. That is amazing. I'm curious, though. What's kind of the few – obviously, you said there's a few different jobs. You know, you're looking for them and whatnot. We won't dive into that because that might make you sad. But – kind of looking at it is, what do you think is next for you? What you looking at? You doing voiceover, mocap, live action?
Yeah,
what
are you aiming for? I mean, I'm always doing mocap. Okay. I work with Blur Studio a lot. That's Tim Miller Studio. Ooh. Thanks to my friendship with the stunt coordinator over there, Phil Cervera. Hey. So I'm working on a project in a week with them.
Oh, shoot.
So that's one thing I don't even know what it is. So we'll see. So mocap, I'm always doing. I'm gonna be in a Netflix film with Mark Duplass and Ray Romano. It's Ooh. Like a buddy comedy drama thing, and I'm in there doing a little martial arts. I can't tell you what the character is, but it's a pretty cool little throwback to 70s kung fu action stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's coming out at the end of this year or the beginning of next year. Okay. And then I just signed with a VO agency actually, Imperium 7, and they actually rep a couple of the major people from the Spider-Man video game. So I just signed, and we'll see what happens from there. And then after that, it's just all auditioning, man, and trying to get on these shows.
That's it. Hey, you're smart, though. You're going for the shows. Like, people are like, let's do movies. It's like, yeah, but the movies, they last for a little bit, and then once it's over with, you screw it. Show.
Yes.
Until you get that canceled thing, you
exactly.
just going. Like, you always
got something. Yeah, exactly. I'm a big proponent of, say yes to everything,
yes.
especially whatever level you're at. You know what I mean? It's like, I hear a lot of people say like, oh, I only do this or I only do that. And it's like, do you, or do you really just work part-time? Because maybe you should just say yes to everything.
Yeah, that's it.
And see what sticks, man. You know?
100% it. I've said yes to everything this year. And even just the small fan films and stuff like that too, I just say yes. And I mean, it's been, you say yes, you never know what's going to happen. You never know
who you'll meet. No. You'll never know what kind of friendships you'll make. You never know what kind of enemies you'll make either.
Yeah,
I have plenty
too.
Of enemies. But, everybody's got to have enemies in their life. Everybody's got to have a couple haters. But yes, say yes to things and then try things. I was just on Twitter the other night and somebody was saying, Insomniac has openings for writers. And so somebody wrote on their Insomniac tweet was like, I would, but I need to go finish school. And I'm like, I tweeted back and I'm like, look, you're probably not going to get it anyways. Why would you give yourself that excuse to just not even try? Like we said in the beginning of this interview, you got to get 100 no's before you get your yes. So you might as well start the process now so you see what it's like. So, when you do get out there and it is your time, you'll be prepared. That's my philosophy.
That's good. That is good, because I think that's the best, because it's not being all, you got it. You're like, listen, I give you motivation, but it's going to be like Full Metal Jacket motivation here.
Yeah.
You're getting it hard, and you're going to get it in your face. So.
Well, yeah, and it's funny that you say Full Metal Jacket, because that's kind of what I'm always thinking. Like, the Marine mentality, yeah. I was never in the military, but I have a lot of military friends. But that Marine mentality of adapt, improvise, overcome, that's constantly something I have to remind myself about, especially in our business, is nothing goes according to plan, and nothing is as you expect it to be, and nothing is given to you, unless you're rich or you're born with parents who are in the business.
Yeah,
you just got to do those three things.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And you know what? There's so many of us that are just, you're going, you got to get the tough skin, but also keep your heart, you have a bit of both, and you're not wrong in the slightest. Like, you got to always work, you can want to take that month off or something like that.
Right.
Good luck.
I know. Actually, that was my big issue is I'm always saying I want to move to Washington State because I'm from California, so I'm used to the sun, I'm used to the heat, I'm kind of over it. I'm like, I don't want to get a tan anymore. I want to be around rain, but I can't leave.
That's it. You can't do it. I can't.
I gotta be here until I don't have to be here, But I gotta be here until that payday happens, and then you can be like Chris Hemsworth, flying back and forth from Australia, from his ranch in Australia, back to LA, right?
Yeah, that's so. Yeah, if only. And I bet I know he goes to London all the time because I got a buddy of mine who's a stunt artist up there. And he's Thor stunt artist, and so they say, he's always in London and whatnot too. I'm like, where does this man get time? Like, what is happening here? Like,
oh, that's all. awesome. Who's your friend? Maybe I know him.
Bobby Hatton. Bobby Hatton.
I only know all the Asian guys. Sorry about
that. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I mean, yeah, Bobby, he's been Thorism, but I was quite curious about that, if you would, because you never know, because while we do all work, you tend to see your friends a lot more often than you think you would.
Yes, you mean like in the movies?
Oh, yeah, in movies, or maybe like you're working on a movie, yeah, in movies basically, in TV, but then sometimes you go on a set and it's like, wait a minute, John? It's you!
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, it's the smallest world.
Yeah.
It is absolutely a small world. Oh, right, and your friend is literally Thor's double, then yes, I know who you speak of. He's super famous.
Yeah.
The more you work in Hollywood, the more you do realize, like, it is a small pool of people. It's a very rarefied industry.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of like the NBA, right, where it's like, is everybody tall because they're in the NBA, or does the NBA only hire tall people?
Yeah.
It's because they only hire tall people. So you see your friends, it's because people who work.
That's it.
Right? So, And by the way, it is always, since I've been in the business, it has ruined movies for me, because once I see a stunt person that I know, I'm like, oh, here comes a fight. Oh, this guy's going to die.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I'm never surprised, and I'm sure that's the same for you. You know, when you see your friends, you're like, oh, I know what's gonna happen here.
It's that, and I'm looking at, and I'll be in a movie theater, or not a movie theater. I'll try so hard not to think, but I'll probably be at home watching something, and I'll be thinking, how did they do that? How did they make that? How did they get that camera? It's like, God damn it, stop it, enjoy it.
We are ruined. We are ruined.
That's from now on.
I have this problem too. A girlfriend of mine, she was like, why can't you just enjoy the movie? And I turned to her and I was like, because I'm an artist. Okay.
It's true. And she'd probably like looking like, okay, all right.
Exactly. Chill out, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
She's like, get out of the role.
Exactly. Stop being such a method actor.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm with you. I feel you, though. You know, I feel your pain.
Yeah. Oh, it's a curse yet a beauty, all in the same sense. It really,
absolutely.
Oh my God, like it's been crazy. Well, man, I want to say thank you for coming on to the show. It's been a blast having you on here to talk about everything. It really
thank
has.
You for having me. Seriously, I appreciate it.
Of course, man. And
are you in LA?
I am actually in Phoenix.
You're in Phoenix? Okay, do you ever come out to L.A.?
Every now and then I do. I do come out there for vacations. I'm actually – can I talk about it?
That's okay, baby. You got an NDA. Hey, before we go, I want to tell you, email my manager.
Uh-huh.
Give me your address. I have, like I said, one of my 50 Funko Pop negative dolls. I'll sign it and ship it off to you.
You
so.
Are the best. Oh
yeah,
my
and
God.
If you already have a Funko Pop doll, then throw it away
give
it back to me, so that's not signed, so I can keep one.
I haven't been able to find any. I wonder why.
Check me out.
All right, man. I'll be sure to do. That's amazing. You're the best. And if I'm ever in LA, I'll be sure to hit you up too. I'll send it through and be like, hey, you want to go? Dinner's on me, man. All right,
oh,
just so you
thanks,
know.
Man. I mean, you owe me for this Funko Pop doll. It's $10. Come
that's
on.
Eight. You know what? You got a $50 budget. You're good.
So, nice,
man. You're. And if you're ever out here, let me know. And if you're ever looking for maybe you want to go out to Arizona for anything, just let me know because I can hook you up with a job.
Yeah,
or if you want to do any vacation things, let me know. No, I'll hook you up with whatever.
You said the magic words. Hook you up with a job. Yes. I'll do crafty. I'll do whatever it takes.
That's
let's
it.
Let's do this.
That's it, man.
Let's do this.
Crafty.
Nice.
Oh.
Yes.
If only. Well, all right, man. I will let you get going because I know you're probably busy or you probably want some relaxed time too.
Yeah, man. Nap time. It's nap time, man.
That's
12
it.
In the afternoon. Time to go to sleep.
Actor's life.
Email my manager.
I will.
All right.
I will,
cool.
Man. Sweet.
Nice,
all righty. Steven, thanks for coming on the Comic Chronicle. Thank you, man. You're always welcome
thank
to come
you.
Back on. And if you want to come on to the film show, too, to talk about stunt shit, or if you just want to shoot it on there, just let me know. You're welcome anywhere.
You know I'm going to. I'd love to talk.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right. Peace. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Steven, folks. Steven Ollion. Blast having him on. Thanks so much, Steven. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Now, folks, make sure you guys follow Steven on Twitter and Twitter, at least. Follow him on there. Make sure his username is Mr. Stephen O'Yun on Twitter. Make sure you guys follow him on there. It's a nice little shout out for him, because folks, you'll be very entertained what he posts on there. And make sure you follow the Fan Corp Network at Real Fan Corp on Twitter and Instagram, and also Fan Corp Network on Facebook and YouTube. And if you guys want to follow me, I'm at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. So folks, thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of Comic Chronicle. It has been an absolute pleasure. And stay classy, New York.